Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day. This is it. Top part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that the Almighty has made for me, and he made it for you. He made the Sabbath day, see, right? Springboard your life from the Sabbath day. And that's the game changer right there, see, right? The Sabbath day. That's why I be with you all, top part of the Sabbath day. And we live, and I got the memos, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all of them ready to go. They doing the Sabbath day, and that's a great thing. Number one thing, Steve Royer. Yahweh is in control. Top part of the Sabbath day, the day the Almighty has made. And we just going to go right inside of Camp 1 and see if we get something going on. Top part of the Sabbath day, a couple of things Steve might want to talk about for a quick minute. He'll get it out the way and let our elder run him on in. So, Mother E. Hey, Mother E. Can you take a look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12? And we know one thing. Our elder just said he'd be a few minutes late. He'll give you all the details on it. And Yahweh be with you at Mother D up Israel. Get well, get strong, and remember one thing. Stay in Yahweh's word. Stay strong. You got too much time in it. Too much time in it. Turn around. Too far. To turn around, and we know you're going to stand tall in Yahweh's word. Mother D.F. Israel online. Great. All right. Now, hey, Mother E, look what it says in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I just want to get a few things in that just caught my mind. Because one thing about it, we get up that December 25th. Yes, we're going to keep December 25th. Yes, we are. We're going to love doing it. And let's see what Luke got to offer us, Mother. Luke, yes, ma'am. Chapter 12, verse 12, top part of Sabbath day. Welcome those on the left side of this internet room and on the right side, over 7,000 strong on the international side. So Yahweh be with y'all, top part of the Sabbath day. We're going to get a few things in. So Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Take your time with what we're working with there, Mother.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
And that's right, Mother. Mother, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And that's a great thing. The righteous spirit will do a teacher. He'll tell you what he wants to be done. He'll tell you what he wants to put on the table. And it's a statement that a mother, it's a statement that's written. And in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10, can you tell me what did that saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 there, mother? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. He said it's written now. He said, your eyes have not seen, and your ears have not heard. So he says, your eyes ain't seen, your ears has not heard what the Almighty have prepared for you. You ain't got a clue what this man have prepared for you. Your eyes have not seen it. I don't care what you seen on that one eye face. Your ears have not even heard what this man got prepared for you. So you gotta understand that. So now, but then Job said something, Mother Eve. Now Job said something and about the same thing. Job, he made a statement, Mother. See? Job said something, and what did he say that we can read? The book of Job, he said something that we can read, Mother. In the book of Job, you know, Yahweh invited him to Issachar's boy. He said, have you considered my son Job, Issachar's boy Job? He said, what about him? What do you have I considered him? He said, have you considered him? He said, let's read a little bit about what he said behind that mother. Because Yahweh is going to ask him about something in 1 verse 8. See, understand one thing. You're going to be tried, and you'll be tried with whatever you love the most. Now, Yahweh, he going to talk to old brother Job. Satan first. Look what he says in verse 8. 1 verse 8. What did he say there, Mother?
Look at Job, chapter 1, verse 8. And the Yahweh said unto Satan.
Wait, who Yahweh talking to?
Satan.
He said, there was kind of conviction there, yeah, Mother. You must, okay, good. What did he say to Satan, Mother?
Hey,
there, you consider my servant Job?
That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears
Yahweh
and
that
sees evil. And
he'll show you. What do you mean by he's perfect? Hey, AJ, a fetus. Hey, sister, AJ, a fetus. What do you mean by he's perfect? And he fears of Yahweh. You got a whole lot on tape right here now. So now, in his verse 8, AJ, a fetus. How you be perfect that we can read in 19 verse 7 of Psalms, backed up 111 verse 10, back to back, A, B, or Phoebus, and the spirit of this spirit, Yahweh. He said, now this is what Yahweh said. He said, Job, he said, Satan, hey, you consider my servant Job, this man over here, he's perfect, and he fears me. So that got his attention right there, right away, when you dropped all that down on him. So what are they talking about, A.B. or B.D. in the 19th chapter, verse number 7 and 8, then swing down to Psalm 111, verse 10, back to back, A.B. or B.D. What are they talking about? Come on. 7 and 8. Now, the first five books, the law, the first five books, see, the first five books, that was, we talked about right there. That's perfect. So we clear the first five books is perfect. Because he said, hey, you consider my servant Job, meaning Job kept the first five books. That's what he was saying, and that's right, they did. So that was man, Job kept the first five books, correct? And if you keep the first five books, what would it do for you, AP or Peter? It'll convert your soul. It will convert your soul. If you keep the first five books, it will convert your soul. Go ahead. And it's sure. The testimony, the covenant of Yahuwah is sure. And if you wise, got all the big degrees, when you open that Bible, you will be what? Anytime you go to that Bible and you'll find out that what you thought you knew in that Bible from being programmed by the powers to be, you're going to be simple. And you always going to get nervous and get frustrated and you're going to holler and curse. That's what happens. They throw a holler and they throw a curse. That's what happens. Good enough. Now go to 111 to help me out there. Go to 111 verse 10. Now, he said, he's telling Job, now, this man fears me, meaning he kept the first five books where his rain sweet of snow. He was the first five books man. Now, all of a sudden, what came up now, he fears me. Now, what's that supposed to mean, A, B, or C, that we can read? 111 verse 10, what does it say? Right.
Psalm chapter 111 verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
Oh, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
A good understanding have all they that do his foreign.
And I don't care how much you somehow when you going to get right, and that don't make no difference. I'm trying to get right. When I get right, I'm going to cameo the classes. You ain't going to learn none of this until you do what? ABM. Until you keep them first five books. You don't have a fear of Yahweh in there. You try to get yourself a pad. Now, you better get that out the way first. You got to do the first five books. You got to do it. And you got to do it. And if you're behind ABM fever, you got to do some Baruch 428. So you tell them those that are behind, well, you know, I might catch the class on the bottom part, our top part, I might catch it. But I tell you what, in Baruch 428, they got something to tell you. What they got to say? Verse 28. Yeah.
So
those that want to cameo the coming out on the Sabbath days and doing Yahuwah's business, what they got to do, AB? What you got to tell them when you eyeball to eyeball with, on that old landline? What you got to tell them? Now you gotta seek him 10 times more. Huh? You gotta seek him now 10 times more. See? You gotta seek him 10 times more. That's how you got the road. Come on back there, mother. So he says, so now we understand what he means by perfect. That means you're doing the first five books. Fearing the Yahuwah, again, means you're doing the first five books. That means you run over something to do the first five books. And when you get behind in the first five books, you got to do what again, so they be a finish? You got to seek it 10 times more. So that door is open for you to rewind that conversation. Say, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. But now you got to seek it 10 times more. You think you just come back and pick up where you left? Nope. You got to seek it now 10 times more. See that? Come on. So, mother, so now, look what he says. And Job 1:9.
Look at Job. After
greater answer
than Yahweh did. Do those
fear
Yahweh
or not?
He said, don't go fear. He got a reason to fear you. He got a reason to fear you. Huh? He got a reason to fear you. Well, what did Satan say in 2 verse 4 behind that? So Satan and Yahweh having a lightweight, a heavy, Yahweh having a lightweight conversation. So now, what did Satan say behind that in 2 verse 4 there, Mona? 2 verse 4.
Okay.
Now, here go the game changer. So he's going to drop a game changer on you. He go to game changer ready. Watch this. What?
And Satan answered to Yahweh and said,
what?
Seek for in yea, all that a man has when he gives for his life.
Oh, he put some heat on him now. He said, I'll tell you what, skin for skin. He said, touch some things that makes him happy. And what Satan say in verse 5? See, Satan know how to put the heat on you. You might have one of them old grandbabies. You might love them old grandbabies. Look at that. Let me get that old grandbaby over there a little bit. I'll see what he's talking about. Look at verse 5. So see, Satan watching. He watching what makes you perk, what makes you like a coffee pot, perk you up. If that grandbaby perk you up, he's a little here. Let me get to working on that grandbaby a little bit. I'll make him doubt from Yahweh. Verse 5.
2:5. Look at Job chapter 2 verse 5.
What?
But put forth thy hand.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Uh-huh.
And touch his bones.
And touch his flesh.
And his flesh.
And
he will press thee to thy face.
He's a halfway, he can't find his $10. Mm. He's a halfway, he can't find his $10. Mm. All of a sudden he can't find his $10. What? All of a sudden he'll do what,
mother?
He'll curse you to your face. It's just I've been doing some, this Yahweh stuff. My $10 ain't been right. So there you go right there. What's the next? What's the next verse say?
Verse 6. And Yahweh said unto Satan.
And then Yahweh said unto Satan.
Behold, he is in my hand.
He said he's in your hand.
But save his life.
But don't take his life. And then he got to working on him. He said, you go and work on him. Get to working on him. And he smote him with, he put counts on him. That was a ball of him. He dropped some counts on him. I don't know, maybe he stuck a hog. He just stuck a hog while he was sleeping in his mouth. I don't know what he did to him. But he put some counts on him. He said, now he got problems now. He got problems with his body now. Now watch him start doing the thing. He'll curse you to your face. Because everything ain't running right now. See that? So you gotta watch the ones that make this big dash to do something. And all of a sudden, Brother Micaiah and fourth chapter, Mark chapter 4 and 4. See, you gotta watch. I mean, they'll come out. Like that. But in the book of Mark chapter 4 there, young man, you have to go see out about what they're doing. You got to watch them. You got to watch them. They'll take off like they own something. Then they'll stall themselves out. And the fourth chapter, is that what I want? What I want over the elders? I want when they talked about elders, when they talked about make that mark. When they start talking about, you know, when persecution and stuff come upon you, all right until something you don't understand. Then when persecution starts coming upon you, then you always got a comeback all the time. Always got a comeback. You know, you just can't get upset what's on the table. Yeah, I cannot call it comeback. Pick up around about Mark, 2nd Elders, chapter 4,
young line, pick it up around by verse number. We're going to talk about parables. 4:13, what it say that we can read?
Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse number 13.
Let's see what it say.
Verse 13, read.
What did it read?
And he said to them,
what?
Know you not this parable.
So y'all go out and get ready to talk a parable. Now, my idea. Why he get ready to tell a parable in Matthew 13:13? Can you help those see out, or Sister Abel, why is Yahweh getting ready to tell a parable? Matthew 13:13, why is he going to do that?
Matthew chapter 13, verse 13. Therefore, speak I to them, and parables.
Yeah.
Because they seeing tonight.
Yeah.
Hearing, they hear not. And neither do they understand.
So we be talking straight, Abel, but they think we be talking what again? Parables. Get down 34 and 35.
Verse 34. All these things spake Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spoke he not unto them.
So when Yahweh was speaking to them, and who was the damn mother? Hey, mother, you was the damn in the book of Jeremiah 30 verse 4. Who was the damn? He was speaking to them. So who was the damn? So you know, some of you might as well get bold. You might as well get bold. So you're speaking to them. And who was the damn? And you might insert it in to them. But you got to know how to soak that book. You can't be fumbling around now. 30 verse 4. Jeremiah 30 verse 4. Thank you, MLB. 30 verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 4.
What it read?
And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Judah, the southern kingdom.
You see that? So when Yahweh is talking parable, who is he talking to, mother?
The northern kingdom.
You see that? Mm-hmm. So when he was talking parables, he was talking to one group of people, southern and northern kingdom. And that's the point. See, everybody waiting to hear where you fit in at, where you fit in at after we got it down pat and we come to you and tell you where you fit at. You don't fit in no other way. That's why you did this right here. For no reason. First Maccabees 3:48. Now why'd you do this? Come on, young lion. Why did you do this? Why you do this? If everything was on the up and up, why did you do the first Maccabees 3:48? Why did you do this?
For the first Maccabees.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3?
Yeah.
Verse number 48.
Yeah.
48 read.
Right.
And laid open the book of the law.
And you laid open the book of the law.
Wherein the heathen,
he's
on his side, son,
yeah,
had sought to paint the likeness of their image.
Now, why did you look at the record of the children of Israel? And then you take the pictures that was already in there, and then you paint the likeness of yourself. So I let you know that they, which is, in this case, it's one of the sons of Esau, they don't look like the children of Israel. Because it did you not, you would have to paint the likeness of yourself in there. You would have to paint it like they were. So since you paint the likeness of yourself, that means right then and there, you ain't right. That means that the people of the book do not look like the ones that paint the likeness of themselves in there. They total opposite. So when you read that 3:48, you ask him a question. Why did you do that? Why did you whitewash the pictures there and paint the likeness of yourself? If you said that since Esau and Jacob came from the same mother and father, that means they look like each other. No. If that's the case, then you have to do no painting. You have to do no painting. You leave it like it is. It changed the name a little bit, right? You done some painting. Now back up and give me the 8th chapter. Give me the 8th chapter there, young lion. Give me the 8th chapter. I don't know why. on this, but we're going to go down your chapter 8, 1 through 10. Now, listen to this right here. We're going down your chapter 8, 1 through 10. See, you got, sometimes you got to stroke it the way they give it to you. Stroke it the way they give it to you. 8, 1 through 10. We're going down your chapter 8, 1, 10, 1 through 10, and we'll see what we get out of this.
Okay,
Daniel chapter 8, 1 through 10.
Going over to the book of James.
Now, you know, I might ask y'all something in class about this right here, what they're talking about. I might ask you something.
The book of James.
Yeah.
The book of James, chapter 8, verse 1, down to verse 10.
Uh-huh.
James, chapter 8, verse 1, read. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me.
You in Daniel chapter 8, verse 1? Yeah, go ahead.
Unto me, even unto me, James, after that which appeared unto me at the first. Verse 2. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass, but I saw that I was at Shushan.
Now, I'm drawing a picture. You know, Daniel seen a vision. Now, Daniel is around about 500-something B.C. Now, he going to vision something that's going to happen 200-some years to let you know how this book, great piece of literature is. He going to tell you about something that's going to happen in the 300s, about 200-some years in advance. He going to tell you something. That's why I say, you know, I don't know what people on. This book right here is clocking this thing better than anything that's on the planet. He's talking about something, you had to talk about something, got 300 years before it happened. Close to 300 years. What did he say? Go ahead.
Okay. Then I was in Shushan in the palace.
Oh, who?
Which is in the province of Elam.
So who was Elam? Elam is Shem's firstborn son. So who was ruling at that time was Shem's firstborn son. So that Medo-Persians, the Persians and the Medes and the Medo-Persians, they're letting you know that Elam was Shem's firstborn son, was in power in Daniel's days when he was in captivity. Elam. So this is around about in the 500-some B.C., in that reign of 500-some B.C. Hey, Elder, give me a date on that, Elder, around this time, really. Give me a date on this right here. Go ahead.
Okay. And I saw in a vision.
He's watching in a vision.
And I was by the river of Ulai. Verse 3. Then I lift up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram.
He said a ram was before the river.
Which had two horns.
And this ram had two horns.
And the two horns were hot.
And the two horns were hot.
But one was higher than the other.
Now look at that. Now you see, that's why that wisdom of the proved man is made simple. Now what do you mean by one was higher than the other? All it means, according to the six anointed counts, is one of these two horns got above the other. That's all that means. That means you got the Medes and the Persian. The Medes is who? Class. Who the Medes is? Class? Crickets. Sons of Japheth. That's who the Medes is. So now Elam was in power. But Elam got up higher, Persia got up higher than the Medes. See? So Persia, so the Medes were their right-hand man. They got up high. Go ahead and read.
Okay. Well, one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last.
And the highest one came up last.
Verse 4.
What?
I saw the ram pushing westward.
And I saw the ram, and this ram was pushing westward.
And northward.
And it was coming north.
And southward.
And south.
So that no beast might stand before him.
That means in no nation. The beast is talking about nation. This ram was coming, and could no nation Slow this ram down, read.
Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand.
And could nothing deliver out of his hand.
But he did according to his will.
He done according to his will.
And became great.
He came great.
Verse 5.
What?
And as I was considering, behold.
And while I was in this bed and I was considering, behold what?
And he goat came from the west.
Then a he goat came from the west.
On the face of the whole earth.
On the face of the whole earth.
And touched not the ground.
And he didn't touch the ground.
And the goat had a noble horn between his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Verse 6.
A notable, yeah.
A notable horn between his eyes. Verse 6. And he came to the ram.
And he came to the ram.
That had two horns.
Now, the ram that had two horns, this is talking about Medo Persia. So this guy came up on Medo Persia. Go ahead.
Which I had seen standing before the river.
Yeah.
And ran unto him in the fury of his power.
Yeah.
Verse 7.
What?
And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him.
That means he was burning hot coal. He was burning hot coal on a piece of tissue paper. That's how mad he was. You know, sometimes you so mad you can't even sit down. You brought up something, won't you? Go ahead, read.
And smoked the ram.
He smoked that ram.
And broke his two horns.
And broke his two horns.
And there was no power in the ram to stand before him.
And no power in the ram to stand before him.
Okay, but he cast him down to the ground.
Yep. That's the end of dark man ruling right there. We read the end of dark man rule. Yeah. Everybody of color is coming to an end. Glory.
And stepped upon him.
Yeah.
And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand.
And could nobody deliver the ram out of his hand.
Verse 8.
Right.
Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great.
Very great.
And when he was strong.
And when he was strong.
The great horn was broken.
The great horn was broken.
And for it came up. And it came up four notable.
Now, when he was strong, he got broken. That means he came to a slight end because this guy right here, he was a bad rider. He called syphilis. He was a man that came, he caught syphilis. So that's how he got broken. Then nobody took him down. What took him down, the lust of riding backs. That would tuck him down. It was a bag ride. Go ahead.
One towards the four winds of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. And out of one of them came forth a little horn.
And out of them came a little horn. See, that's why I say, the world gonna have to understand, we don't rehearse nothing. We just let it come out. And that's when you know what ministry you need to try to get up into and seek it 10 times more. What verse you on now?
Get that verse number 9.
Go ahead and read mine up.
Which waxed exceedingly great.
Right.
Towards the south.
Which brought the south.
And towards the east.
East.
And towards the pleasant land.
He came around. And you know the pleasant land is? It's what that pleasant land is. That's one that's called Southern Kingdom, where Judah, Benjamin, and Levi is at. It's a point we're going to get. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi.
Verse 10.
What?
And it went great, even to the hosts of heaven.
And he went great.
And it cast down some of the hosts.
Now, the host he cast down was Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. That's who the host he cast down, Judah, Benjamin. Because when he found Judah, you always found Benjamin and Levi.
Okay. And it cast down some of the hosts and the stars to the ground.
Now the stars, you can read over in the 12th chapter we're talking about. We're not taking care of it. We should give you an idea. The Bible is terrible. You're not going to learn this Bible until you sit up on the sixth anointing council. The stars you're talking about is we go to the 12th chapter of Revelation. You can find more about that, what we're talking about. But Judah, Benjamin, Levi, that's what he's talking about. He cast them down. Go ahead.
And stepped upon them.
And he stepped upon Judah, Benjamin, Levi.
That was him.
Okay, 10. Now let's run to First Maccabees chapter 1:1. And let's find out something. Let's find out the only way to find out something. We don't find out why. Remember when a young lion read that tank the likeness of himself? Who the day is, we don't let the Bible tell you who the day is. Hold that point. Back up to the book of Jasper. Back up to Jasper chapter 9. I'm just gonna show you how this Bible works. And you get that right spirit on you, you'll be able to take care of this man's business with no problem. We go on to Jasper chapter 9 there, young lion. Look at verse 8. Then we'll skip down to 28 through 30. We're going to Jasper on page 179. And chapter 90, verse 8, is skipped down 28 down to verse 30. Listen good. We're gonna learn something on the way of learning something.
Going up to the book of Jasper, chapter 90, picking up at verse 8, and 28 down to verse 30.
And so they be of half me, Jasper chapter 6 and 7, 5 through 7, waiting on me. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jasper, chapter 90, verse 8 and 29 down to 30.
28 to 30.
28 to 30, yes. Verse number 8, read. And the children of Kittim ruled over Edom.
Kittim. Now, Kittim is spelled with the K. When you go to Genesis chapter 10, 2 through 5, you will see them with the K or the C. So don't get sidetracked. When you go to, matter of fact, pull it out, mother. Run over there and take a little peek at Genesis chapter 2 and see who is Kittim anyway. Genesis chapter 2, 10-2. 10-2. Who is Kittim? Can we find out now that somebody done something to Kittim, and we're going to find out who is Kittim anyway. Remember, everybody must be traced back to a name, a father's name. Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. Now keep reading till we find the name called Kittim. And tell me who is Kittim father.
Look at Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. The sons of Japheth.
The sons of who?
Japheth.
Where?
Gomer.
Nadab. Yes.
Nadab. Laban.
Yes.
Tubal.
Meshach. Okay.
Tyre.
Yes.
Gomer,
Ashkenazi,
Rapath,
yes,
Chuka.
Go ahead, Tubal,
Chugama, and the sons of
Javan,
Yelisei,
Kitchen. Oh, so we just got to read in the book of Jasper that, what about Kittim? Who was reading? What you reading that young line about Kittim? So who is Kittim? Class out of Cap 1, who is Kittim?
Javon's
son. And Javon's son is who?
Javon's son.
Who is Javon's son? I mean, daddy.
Javon's son.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, who is this dad? Look at it real careful now.
Jabez.
Jabez, who dad?
Jabez.
Okay. And then who is Kittim dad? Jabez. Alright. Well, it sounds good. It sounds real good now. So we got an idea. So now we got an idea of what's going on, right? So these are Kittim, And now we read something over in the book. I'm not going to feed on that. I'm going to leave it alone. So I'm going to get this out the way real quick to prove a point. Why we read that 348. I don't know why we read 348, but there's a reason why we read the 348. They paint the likeness of itself. So now we get an idea who the day is shortly. Now come on back to Jasper chapter 90, verse 20 to 30 here in that young line.
Okay.
So we find out something on the way to find out something.
All right, we're going back to the book of Jasper. We're going to pick it up at verse number 28. Chapter 90, verse 28 read. And it came to pass in those days that Ebenezer, king of Kedem, died in the 38th year of his reign. That is the seventh year of his reign over Esau and five sons.
Okay.
And they buried him in his place which he had built for himself. And Latinus reigned in his stead 50 years.
Okay.
Verse 29. And during his reign, he brought forth an army. And he went and fought against the inhabitants of Britannia and Carnelia, the children of Elisha, son of Jabez. And he prevailed over them and made them tributary. Verse 30. He then heard that Esau and his five sons had revolted from under the hand of Kedem. And Latinus went to them and smote them and subdued them and placed them under the hand of the children of Kedem. And Esau and his five sons became one kingdom with the children of Judah all the day.
Did y'all hear that? Y'all hear what I mean? Oh, so Esau and his five sons from Zephonim, they took over Kedem's land, and they became, did y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear what's going on here? So they, when they jump you, they not only just jump you, they also take your what?
Your
they take your name.
Name.
Your name. So now there you go right there. That's how Esau ended up in the land. Then once they came strong, they was first up under them. You know, they came up under them with the puppy dog. You know, my cousin, Zippo, he's running y'all army, and we won't be part of it, skinning and grinning. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No time they got a drawn sword behind them. That's why I keep telling you, don't let him get too close to you because he's going to stick you. Huh? So you see, they played the hand by being up under them. So y'all got to be very careful in time to come. You have other nations going to come. Yes, what you going to do? Yeah. All the time they wait on the way to do what? You see that? So y'all got to be aware of this. You just read they was up under Kedem. But soon they got the opportunity. Is that what we read? So now Kedem is the son of who according to biblically?
Javon,
right? Japhetic people, right? Now all of a sudden, now who is running Japheth's people now?
Esau.
Oh, not only running them physically, spiritually too. They taking the name, didn't they? So now when you see the word Kedem now, you got to go. Don't go back to Genesis. Look at that. This was a big camp, like you know. I ain't call it name now. You know, just when they get caught up in because they don't want to come out the Bible. And get in the other Bible, which is just a record also, to understand that, no, this is how Kedem lost their rank by letting Esau ease up under them. You see what's going on here? They not only beat them down physically, they kept the name, right? Right?
Right.
Keep that in your mind. So now, let's go to Jasper 6-7 there. Sister A, baby. We're going to verse 5-7. So now listen. See, this is what we mess up at. We We all, they see, we don't look at the foundation and these names. That's why that's why he can say you got white Jews and black Jews. They can say all these things to you now because they know they don't cook the books on you.
That's right.
You see? And you can't get off money. But we can. Jasper, 6 to 7, 5 through 7, listen good.
Jasper, chapter 6 to 7.
Verse 5 through 7, listen to this.
5 through 7.
Listen to this. Babylonian?
Who came out of the land of Chim.
Oh, so they came out. So Alexander came out of land of who?
Chim.
Kittim. So Alexander is called what? Alexander the Greek, ain't he?
That's right.
So now we know what people have get ready to jump Israel is the Greeks. This is the information that's been hid from you. You go right out of the Medo-Persian Empire, and because you're all the big camps, you go right off into, you go right, you bypass the Greek Empire,
right,
and you get right on into the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all out of place now. Well, them is years that he wasn't talking. No, he was talking. He just won't get out of 66 bucks, brother.
That's right.
He was talking good.
Hallelujah.
You just won't, you just hell bent to stay in the 66 books and speculate what happened.
Hallelujah.
We read what happened. We know here comes Alexander. So now we know Alexander and Zepho and Alexander them all is one of them first five sons, but they got a name called now the Greeks. And they take that name from Jabon. Jabon was called a Greek, but they jumped Jabon and everybody over it, didn't they? So they taking all the names. So they become the Greeks. They become the sons of Jabon. So Esau had loved to take your name. So now good. So now we know who in power and that one. Read it again.
Okay. The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, picking up at verse number 1. Verse 1 read. And it happened, after that, Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Chittim, had smitten Darius, king of the Persians.
He was a Macedonian. He was a Macedonian, and he wasn't from, but he come out that land, but they taking the name that was already there. To give the name that was already there upon the Japhetic people. Because the more, they call another name, it'll come to me in a minute. They got another name that they gave him, but these are Japhetic kids. But they took over every part of Japhetic land, and they left the name there, and they became that name because they know their name, you know, ain't too good to remember that you are Esau. You won't be that nowhere. So you will get rid of that name. You'll be everybody's name but that.
Hallelujah. Well, has been Darius king of the Persians?
Yeah.
And me, that he reigned in his stead, the first over Greece.
So what do you mean? He ruled first over Javon. So he jumped Javon, them, all them over there. Jeff on them, they jumped off. So all these were sworn now. They take the name called Javon the Greek. Now, they got the name, Jabon the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander, they call Alexander the Great. He's Alexander the Greek.
Right.
The Greek come from Jabon.
Right.
Jabon is a citizen of Japhetic people.
That's right.
But Esau now have taken all their names. Come on, read.
Okay. Verse 2. And made many wars.
And these people, what kind of people are they?
Made war.
Warlike people. They ain't number of warlike. What do you want to say? Let's go start a war.
Hallelujah.
That's all these people is, warlike people.
Hallelujah.
Warlike people.
Mm-hmm.
They love to war.
Love it.
Go ahead and read.
And won many strongholds.
And they won many strongholds. When you disobedient, they going to win many strongholds the most. Go ahead.
And slew the kings of the earth.
And they slew the kings of the earth.
Verse 3. And went through to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
And took spoils of many nations.
Yes, he did.
And so much that the earth was quiet.
He said everybody quiet behind him. Everybody got tape on the mouth.
Before him.
Yeah.
Whereupon he was exalted.
And then he got puffed up.
And his mind was lifted up.
Then he got puffed up again some more.
Verse 4.
What?
And he gathered a mighty stronghold.
And go ahead.
And ruled over countries.
Yes.
And nations.
Yes.
And kings.
Mm-hmm.
Who became tributaries unto him.
Everybody paid Alexander the Greek called the Greek.
Verse 5.
That came out of death on him now.
Hallelujah.
Esau. It's Esau now. So we clear the Esau now, right? And we clear y'all? We clear the Esau now. Go ahead.
Five. And after these days, he fell sick.
Then he got sick because he was a back rider. So he caught syphilis. Because he loved to ride back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Only reason it messes around women is to produce an heir.
Yeah.
That's the only reason it messes with women. They love their background. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read.
And perceive that he should die.
Right.
Verse 6. Wherefore he called his servant.
So he called his servant.
That they were honorable.
The one that was honorable with him. Go ahead.
And had been brought up with him.
And he was brought up with Jesus. He was his homeboy that he was raised up with.
From his youth.
From his youth.
And parted his kingdom among them.
So the one that he raised up with was Esau up under the same banner that they was up on. It's Esau now. So that's the reason now they paint the likeness of themselves. Because they don't look like Jacob. When they said, well, white Jews and black Jews, you meant that you got one is red, white, called white, and one is black, is brown looking. So they got the same parents. So the reason why you paint the likeness of yourself is because you was red. And one you looking at in that book was brown skin. So you paint the likeness of yourself, Esau. So now you know what color he is. Regardless, you got the same mama and daddy. Why would you paint the likeness of yourself in that and just you know you don't look nothing like your brother? You was red looking. Go ahead, read.
Why he was dead alive.
Why he's dead alive. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
So Alexander. Reigned 12 years.
He reigned 12 years.
And then died.
And he died.
Verse 8.
What?
His servants bear rule everyone in his place.
And his servants bear rule in his place. Go ahead.
Verse 9.
Huh?
And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves.
So now they put crowns on themselves.
So did their sons after them many years.
And they sons after them many years.
And evils were multiplied.
And evil did not get good. It got worse. When these warlike people got in charge, it got worse. It's double. Multiplied. You see that? Because these are warlike people. Esau and his five sons is warlike people. They're going to start a war with God.
Just like today.
See, y'all reading this thing. Y'all need to know these things. So why you come out? You going to want to get, how you get better with people that's warlike people? Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
And there came out of them.
And death came out of them.
A wicked root.
And when what came out of the same loins of Esau's son, a one wicked than all before. Go ahead.
Antioch Epiphany.
That means he's the God on earth. That's what he called. I'm the God on earth.
Surname Epiphany.
Yeah.
Son of Antiochus,
yeah,
the king.
Uh-huh.
Who had been in hostage at Rome.
Yeah.
And he reigned in the 137th year of the kingdom of the Greeks.
Now, that's what I want. 137, they took over in 137. That's when they took the pleasant land. And 137 B.C., right?
Hallelujah.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Now go to 1 Maccabees. Now, remember that. Write that down, Mother E. 137 B.C. That's when they was reigning. 137 B.C., they was kicking tail, and they made everybody became one people. They did all that good stuff. Now you can see what's going on now when we go to 1 Maccabees chapter 4. And pick up verse 46. 4:46. Come on, young line.
We go to 1 Maccabees chapter 4.
Let me get my head up in here.
Verse number 46.
Right.
46 reads.
Right.
And lay up the stones in the mountains of the temple.
Yeah.
In a convenient place.
Right.
Until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
Now, so a seer has to break this thing down and pass it on. So in 137 B.C., they have jumped Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. They have cast the stars to the ground. Now we're going to find out how long was they holding them down and why it's so important about the celebration. Go ahead.
47. Then they took whole stones according to the law and built a new altar according to the form.
Go ahead.
48. And made up the temple and the things that were within the temple and hollowed the court.
Right.
49.
from 137 BC, they had everything turned upside down. They told you in 141, y'all got to become like us. Greece and Spain, Sabbath day is done away with. Sunday, we're doing hall. We're doing everything. From 137 BC, go ahead and read.
And to the temple, they brought the candlestick.
Yes.
And the altar of burnt offering and of incense and the table.
Persia Medes and the Persians was ruling, he was sent back to this land to get it in order. He said, look at easy. Because the king asked him, he said, why your faith ain't bad? You know, I can kill you for me bring my wine, and you ain't got no, you ain't smiling and doing some shepherding. What's going on with you? He said, well, king, I'm sad. He said, long live the king. How could I be happy knowing the sepulcher where my father's at is all in a ruin? He said, you got something to tell me, son? Yeah. He said, you want me to send you back home and you going to take it as business? Yeah. But you know, I'm the one told you what that river was, right? And you gave me a blessing anyway, so now I need it. That makes sense. That's okay. Yeah. Who called that?
Elder Garlic.
Come on. So now it was greed behind that in verse 9. So I can, now watch this read in verse 9.
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 9. Now I command, and they clean the chamber.
They clean the chamber. And now what? Good. So you see, now you see it. So you see, remember that. So when it got to the time of 137 BC, from this 200 some time of they were doing anything, another years then passed on, whatever it is, timeline. They went to a seer and tell her what we do now. And he gonna tell, so he read same thing that we're going here. What you do? You gotta get all that garbage out of there. They'll take the likeness of them, said they got pictures look like somebody else, and they don't look like us. Get rid of all that stuff out of there. That was going on now. Remember, that's from 137 BC. Come back, on young line. Come on back. So I hope y'all can catch. See, that's why it's so important for y'all to see this thing 10 times more, be up on this thing, and the reason why you're doing it, and be able to explain it with zeal on what you're doing. So in 137, you find out that Esau and his five sons took over, 137 BC. Then they brought the likeness of themselves in there. They paid, they looked like them. They had, you know, hogs and everything going on from 137 BC, right? And now we know specifically what people they is Esau, right? And his five sons, then they looked at Joe pictures, all shades of brown, and they painted them white, red. Red, no, nobody white. Who look like his newspapers? Take nobody. So that's bullseye. But they painted for understanding they paint they found. So Esau is white. It's a white man. The one you call a white man today. That's them right now. Is that right? Is we proving that?
Hallelujah. Well,
because why you paint the likeness of yourself in hell if you look like, if you don't look like that? Now come on back to First Maccabees 4 again and pick that back up. Go ahead.
Now we have the book of 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse number 50.
Okay, 50.
Verse 50 reads, and upon the altar they burnt incense.
Right.
And the lampstands were upon the candlestick they light.
Right.
That they might give light in the temple.
Okay.
Verse 51. Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table.
You right.
And spread out the veil and finish all the work which they had begun to make.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 52. Now on the 25th, on the 20th day of the ninth month, which is called the month of Casluk, December 25th.
Right, excellent. December 25th.
In the 148th year B.C.
Oh, 148 B.C. So how long did, so this 148 B.C., from what time did they jump? They got the land? 137 to what time?
148
B.C. How much time in between?
11 years.
11 years, Esau and his five sons ran roughshod over the southern kingdom. 11 years. Y'all see that? So 11 years, they was in power. Is that right? 137 BC to 148 BC, In between that is 11 years. 11 years. And what happened in 11? You go to 5 verse 3. What happened in 5 verse 3?
Okay.
What happened in this 5 verse 3?
Going over to the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 5, verse number 3. Verse number 3 reads, then Judas fought against the children of Esau.
Yeah.
America. Spain.
Yeah.
Russia. And, Spain, Russia, Great Britain, and France.
Yeah. And out of them came, all them, and out of them come is one you call America. So America is all in. Esau is 5 sons. So out of them 5 groups right there, that's where that came out of America. So America looked just like them. So they came out of them. So right now you can go down to any kind of employment office. You might see any of them. They might be any of them. They 5 sons of Esau. America is coming out of them 5 branches right there. 5 branches right there. And you know what they look like, right? So that's why they take the likeness of themselves. Because they don't look like you. To rule you, they got to give you an image to look like them. That's where they take the likeness of themselves. Keep reading.
Esau and Arbatanian, because they besieged Israel, and he gave them a great overthrow, and abated their curse.
Abated their care. So, Judah, Benjamin, Levi beat them down real good. And now come on back. Now, Yahweh is hand in it. So, 11 years, just to do for 11 years, they took over the southern kingdom. They whooping Judah, Benjamin, and Levi for 11 years. Is that what we read? So now they got them. They finally got them. So now they ask to see what we do. See to get rid of everything that look like them, everything that got on tape, get it out the way. And bring our stuff back up in here. Right?
Yeah,
now keep talking. Now keep coming back with that. Where we at?
Okay, we're going back over to the first Maccabees. Picking up at chapter 4. We're at verse number 53.
Okay.
53 reads, and offer sacrifice according to the law.
He's right. So we don't do things according to being perfect, again, which is the law.
Upon the new altar of burnt offering, which they had made.
Right. New, because they had 11 years, they dealing with their mindset. 11 years.
Okay. Verse 54. Look at what time and what day the heathen, Esau and his 5 sons, have profaned.
Now, how long did they profane? But what year to what time? Now, what are you talking about?
137 B.C.
From 137 B.C.
to 148
B.C. So they tell you, look now, we have finally got back in control from 11 years up under their rule. Is that what I'm saying? 11 years. Go ahead.
Okay. And let me see. 17 nations. Even in that was it dedicated. Dedicated.
So it was a dedication.
With songs.
So now after they done whooped them in 148 BC, they got back in control of their temple and they land in 148 BC. So now they got the temple back going again. They back to singing real nice and they singing real good. Go ahead.
And cithering.
Yeah.
And harps.
Yes.
And cymbals.
Right.
Verse 55. Then all the people fell upon their face.
Everybody fell on their face behind them. They sang. Everybody happy. They finally got Esau and his 5 sons along with Japanese and Chinese. They got them all subdued up on this. No more carriers in them. They all kicked them in the rear end. What happened next?
Worshiping and praising.
And they're worshiping and praising.
The Yahweh
of heaven. Yahweh of heaven.
Who had given them.
So, the reason why they got the victory after 11 years later, who gave them the victory?
Yahweh gave them the victory.
So, Yahweh gave them the victory. Go ahead. years. So they kept the dedication because they finally got him out by the hands of Yahweh with a great overthrow in 148 B.C. They was down for 11 years up on the Esau, showing us that red man and everything else they were doing. They had to forget their rules. They everything they did for 11 years, they couldn't do it no more. Go ahead.
Of the August 8th day.
So now they say, let's celebrate this day. And let's do it how many days?
8 days.
8 days we're going to celebrate this day. This is the day we got Esau out of our land, out of our temple. We found it back in control. So now we got a celebration day called a dedication. December the 25th. This was the first mention of a date. It's December the 25th, 148 B.C. They celebrate this day. December the 25th, 148 B.C. is the beginning of it. But they celebrate it, getting back their land from the white man and the white woman. They finally whooped the white man and the white woman. Because the reason why we know they're white, because in 348, they paint the likeness of themselves. And we found out that they came out of the land that we just got to here, and that's what we know that we know what's going on by tracing back from Zepho all the way to that present. We can now we clear that you are the white man. This is the white man's story that jumped up for 11 years. Right?
Hallelujah. Boy.
Go ahead and read.
Okay. And offer burnt offerings with gladness.
Go ahead.
And sacrifice the sacrifices of delivering and praise.
Oh, so this was a sacrifice of deliverance and praise. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 57.
57.
They decked also the forefront of the temple.
They decked it. They decked it. They decked it. What did they deck it with?
The forefront of the temple with crowns of gold.
Oh, they had crowns of gold out there. So now you see. They are they use now the stuff they use out there, you know, but really, that was crown of gold we had out there behind that. Because we had plenty of gold in when we got back in control of things. Go ahead.
And with shields.
Yeah.
And the gates and the chambers, they renewed.
They had gold all around and they had lit up everywhere, didn't they? So now you see now why they, so that ain't come up with that lit up stuff. They got the lit up stuff from you too.
Okay.
Huh. So all that little stuff that you see going on now, they got that from you too. Right here. And that's where all the little stuff came up. On the gates and all over the place. Life everywhere. So that came from you too. If we read that. Go ahead and read.
And hang doors upon them.
Yeah.
Verse 58. Thus was their very great gladness.
And everybody was happy.
Among the people.
Yeah.
Or that the reproach of the heathen, Esau and his five sons, was put away.
Oh, it took 11 years, and they was happy on the dedication of December 25th. They finally am put away with the help of Yahweh, Esau and his five sons.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to dedicate the 148th day, 148th year, December 25th is the starting day of a dedication for 8 days.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
Great.
59. Moreover, Judas and his brothers, with the whole congregation of Israel,
all of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi,
ordained that the day of the dedication, of the altar, should be kept in their season.
In their season.
From year to year.
And when do it supposed to start from in their season year to year? What day?
It's supposed to start in the month of Kislev,
Akkadian and Semitic, and English, it is December. December the 25th starts on December 24th when the sun sets.
Hallelujah.
It starts December 24th when the sun sets.
Hallelujah.
Not 12:01.
That's right.
That's man again.
Hallelujah.
When the sun goes out on December 24th, it's December 25th. Right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
With merry and gladness.
Which means merry and gladness.
Verse 6. At that time also they built up the Mount Yajatu.
And see, that time, so all that glad, that means turkey, dressing, cranberries, golf, a lot of wine. Now, we're going to be eating them because we made them the turkey.
Hallelujah.
See, this is where the turkey came in.
Hallelujah.
So they'll turn the turkey on you again. You was eating the dressing, the turkey, because they was the dressing. We stuffed them in the hole.
Hallelujah.
They became the turkey. They become the cranberry sauce. We had they blood running all over the place. So they was in a hurry to celebrate that. Now they'll turn around on you, and you don't even know all that came from you, too. They never knew about a turkey until they got over to your land anyway. They never known about no turkey. You were used to cooking turkeys because you've been cooking turkeys. I mean, when you cooked them out in about 11 years, they were running. They was a turkey. So that was passed back. So when they came over here, they introduced them to the turkey because they knew that your descendants were this turkey. You see what's going on here? They can't even turn on up. Remember, when they got you a record, they see, they got great feasts going on December 25th. They got a feast with turkey, because we was a turkey, they kicked up in the ring.
Hallelujah.
They stuffed up in holes. Our blood ran down like a mighty stream. You see that? You see what's going on here? Now I'm trying to stand around on you now. And we still can't say nothing now. Go ahead, read.
With high wall. And strong towers around about.
Why?
Lisa. This
house,
Esau and his
bathtub,
should come and tread it down as they had done before.
And you know how they come? They always come up on you skinning and grinning. Can I get in with you? Knowing all the time you got a drawn sword.
That's right.
See, that's how you don't come again, don't you now? They don't come at you again. They don't change the way you operate. They come up on you skinning and grinning. Well, you know, I'm not like them. I'm the good one. Go ahead and read.
Verse 61.
Right.
And they set there a garrison.
But we said garrison means they put an army.
Hallelujah.
They put an army to keep that. Go ahead.
To keep it.
And
fortify that sword.
Why?
To preserve.
Why?
That the people might have a defense against Esau and his five sons.
And on that note, we're going to turn the whole time here to hell to y'all. God, when we tell the loud voice, he said, hell, y'all, my bitch ass ain't right.
That's what
that
just is, real. Hallelujah.
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 Once again, we're in the Chapter Yahuwah, seventh day. Just to reiterate that great peace, dedication, showing that, that's how to celebrate a victory, right?
Hallelujah.
Everybody likes to celebrate a victory. Their victory, not somebody else's victory.
Hallelujah.
I like to say the same, but turn upside down and we celebrate their victory instead of our own. So we're going to look at this thing right quick. Once again, we got about 2 weeks. Sundown tomorrow, we'll be in the 2 week countdown period. So I hope you got those white garments all ready to go, right? We should be prepared and ready to go. We're going to be doing a few things dealing with the dedication. Let me look at a few things. I'm not going to be long. You know, we're going to bring in that young man to take it all in. Well, let's peek at the book of Luke, Mommy. So here's Luke chapter 12, verse 12, right quick. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
Oh, my God.
right. Let's be back to book somebody said that Romans 15:4. So all things that was written for you can peep over there and fill your brains with some of this good information.
Yes, right.
Persians and the Medes, right?
Oh, yeah, wow.
So this was right before the Greeks book of Acts, chapter 3. Young lion, Brother Makai, Israel, the Zebra Warrior. Look at verse number 1 and 2, 8 through 13. Book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, 8 through 13. Young lion from the tribe of Yahshua Judah.
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2, verse 8 and verse 13.
Yes,
sir. 8 down to 13.
8 through 13.
8 through 13, okay.
Let's lay the foundation. Let's see what's going on, what the deal is over here.
That's right. The book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hamadatha, the Agagite.
So this is Haman from the bloodline of Agagite.
And their laws are diverse from all people.
Great.
Need to keep faith to
king, you know, I really want them to go down.
Yeah.
If it please the king, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, read out.
He said, and I would pay 6,000 pounds.
You mean they always had the bank?
Yeah,
I'm hungry, y'all. Hey, we're going to pick you up a chicken up here, you know. We know your portfolio.
Yeah.
Hey, we love it. You always had the purse ring. Go ahead.
And I would say 10,000 pounds of silver to the hand of those that have the charge of the bitch to bring it into the king's trust.
It's a video, king. I'm trying to bribe you, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I got you listening, you know, I remember back in the day when he told Saul what to do.
Hallelujah.
So,
that's right.
Esau, we don't keep it in mind, but he keeps the records.
They got the
your
records too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What
did
he say?
Verse 10.
Yes, sir.
And the king took his ring from his head and gave it to him. A
Israel is seeing Roy.
Because the Yahweh that hate
it.
So he said, and why are they sin not before Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
They pop.
Yeah.
Now in the book that first Maccabees chapter 4, we read that the Yahweh heaven gave them victory, right? So we know what they that Yahweh showed his hand in because you know, you got people that say, well, I don't see why that. We gotta keep that dedication. I mean, you got lost like the emotion. That's right. Like he even showed up, put a piece of dedication, right?
Oh, yeah, well.
Verse 18, what he say, Mark?
Verse 18. So when they departed from the way, when they received, departed them.
Go ahead.
They were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And men of valor, very slow. And were led captive into a land that was not there.
Great.
And the temple of their
Yahweh
was dashed to the ground.
And the temple of their Yahweh was
dashed to the ground.
Dashed to the ground, go ahead.
And their cities were taken by the enemy.
And we know we just read who the enemy is, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, ain't no secret to the...
Make it quiet, you know, make it quiet, make it quiet, you know.
Let's see what he's saying.
Verse 19. Yes, ma'am. But now are they...
Hallelujah, boy, you're tired. All right. Sit there, bitch.
know what? We believe that at D-O-T-T-Y, we roll out that very heavy. You know, let's see what he had to say, Mother E. And let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. Yes, ma'am. Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. We'll get spit on talking about how we saw them get it on in. This thing got to come out now. Right? Everybody else had their time to talk about all the time they got out on us. We got a great grip here. Just see what's been going on in this. Good old fight going on, man. You know, we got to say, okay, play. So see how come on out with Mother E. Bring that. Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3.
Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. And the body can be destroyed. What can the righteous do?
What can the righteous do if your foundation be destroyed? We don't know nothing about this good old token and this good old book that we're about to talk about right here. And what we're going to be doing on this feast day that's getting ready to come up. Speaking about that feast that's getting ready to come on up, Elder said Yahuwah the Son kept that same, right? Now, what we can read say that since that feast? Let's go to John chapter 10, let's pick it up at verse 22 and 23. We'll kick it off right there. We're going to see what was going on with this feast. Yes, ma'am. We're going to John chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23. But before you read that, I want Mother Evie for the national audience and all those big cats out there that don't respect the feast and keep this thing. Let's go and see. They talk about Yahuwah the Son so much. So let's see what he was doing. And let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's pick it up in verse 20 down to 21, Mother Eve. But folks, you take off this thing, let's put this on the table. We want to get a foundation down that. 1 Peter chapter, chapter 2. And give me verse 20 down to 22. See what was going on, the chief speaker had to say. And let's see what was the words that came out of his mouth when he was in the spirit. He said, I witness to this thing right here, Mother. He was right there with Yahuwah the Son. So he's very credible. So let's see what he had to say in 1 Peter chapter 2. Down to verse 22. Yes, ma'am. We'll read 1 Peter chapter 2. And you will pick it up at chapter 21, chapter 2, verse 20, 21, and 22.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. Verse 20. What honor is when you be buffered for your fault? You shall take his taste.
Mm-hmm.
But if
you
do well and suffer for it,
then take his patience. Uh-huh. So you take his patience.
This is acceptable with Yahuwah.
So this is what
acceptable
with Yahuwah. Verse 21.
But even here are two
where
he calls. Uh-huh.
Because Yahuwah the Son
also
suffered.
So we know Yahuwah the Son suffered for us. For us.
So he left us an example.
That he should follow his
steps. So we got to do some following Yahuwah the Son steps here. All right, verse 22.
Verse 22. Who did no sin.
Uh-huh.
Neither was his guile found in his mouth.
And he did no sin, right, Mother?
Right.
It said no guile was found in his mouth, right?
Right.
So let's find out what's any guile or any sinning going on when he had here 1 John chapter 10. Verse 22 and 23. Now he said that's an example. He said following his steps. Now let's get an idea what his steps was like. What he say in 1 John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, since they did.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Verse
John. Verse John chapter 10.
Verse John
chapter 10. We're going to verse 22 down to 23. We want to see what his steps was like. You know, what What is the feast of what?
Dedication.
Now, we just got done here. I still read from the book of the Maccabees.
Yeah.
He just got done reading First Maccabees chapter 4. And we was reading that, and we was picking up at 47. And we was reading all the way down to the end of the verses about keeping it dedicated.
Yeah.
Now, Elder bought in about what this day was about, and us, we ought to keep a dedication that's coming up in about 2 weeks, right? Now, here we got, Yahweh the Son just got done telling us to follow after his step. He left us an example. And he said, no sin and no gal was found in him, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's a man that's no sin and no gal found in him, and what are you doing again?
The feast of dedication.
The feast of dedication. All right. Continue to read.
And it was winter.
It's getting a little cold out, isn't it? I mean, isn't we in the right season right now?
Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Well, I just want to make sure we all touching on the same face. We agree with this thing.
Yeah.
Continue to read, Sister David. Thank you.
Verse 23. And
Yahweh
the Son walked in the temple.
Hey, he walked where?
In the temple.
So that means he was in the temple on his feast of dedication day. He wasn't sitting at home, twiddling his thumbs, looking at the lambs and sheep or the stars and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He was walked to the temple 70 miles, feast of dedication. Continue to read.
In Solomon's court.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to let's lay a little foundation down on this Solomon's porch too. We're going to add something to that too, Mother Eve. We're going to Acts chapter 3 and get all warmed up with verse number 1. And we're going to pick it up 8 down to 11. We get to understand where the silence portion is at. But we just got there seeing that Yahweh the Son is the one going to the temple, right?
Let me
get a precept on that, young man.
Uh-huh.
I have a precept on that. Now, you don't have to keep this day. You don't have to keep it if you are dead. Go to the 7th chapter. All I want is one line. And you ain't got to keep this day unless you did. Go to Hebrews, book of Israelites, chapter 7, verse 4. Give me one line.
Was that verse?
Yes, yeah, 4.
4, okay. Going to the Hebrews, the book of Israelites. We're going to read chapter 7.
Yeah, one line.
And we're going to pick it up at verse number 4, that one line.
Just a period.
Verse 4 reads. Now consider how great this man was.
Now, if you're greater than Yahweh the Son, then you ain't got a deal. So if you're greater than Yahweh the Son, then you ain't got a deal. If you're greater than all these folks in this book, then you praying on never mind. Now, if you're greater than them, praying on never mind.
That's right.
And as you know, all the great people of the Bible kept up with the records that were written in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you're greater, you praying on never mind. And watch what happens to you one day up the road.
Hallelujah. All right. So we know they ain't greater than Yahweh the Son. You know, and like you said, if you greater than Yahweh the Son, you gotta keep this feast.
That's right.
So now that's play. Now, Mother Eve, we gotta act. That was Hebrews chapter 7, the book of the Israelites. That was verse number 4. So to make sure that the national get this thing. And know that we got to say how great this man was. But now we're going to go check out and see the man that walked 70 miles to the temple in Solomon's Port. We're going to preach that back to Acts chapter 3. It was verse 1. And then we're going to read verse 8 down to 11.
Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together.
Uh-huh. Where they go? You got right there. Now skip down to verse 8 and down 11. So we know they went down to the temple, right? Okay, let's read down 8 down to 11. Mother Eve.
Verse 8. And he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered within into the temple.
So they go into the temple. Uh-huh.
And leaping and praising Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
time walking in some praise going on in the temple. He had to say praise to Yahweh in the temple. Uh-huh.
And they knew that it was he which
sent
for Amnon at
this
beautiful
gate.
Of the temple.
Of the temple.
And they were filled with wonder.
Uh-huh.
Amazed at that which had happened unto him. Verse 11. And as the lame man which were healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto him in the voice that is called Solomon Great One.
What's another name for Solomon's porch? It's the temple. So when you talk about the son, he walked 70 miles to the temple. I mean, which is Solomon's porch. So we just want to clarify that Yahweh the son was keeping his feast of dedication.
Hallelujah.
But let's get over some good old remembrance that was going on here. Now we see the elder have bought in some good old teaching about Amalek. And I want to recap one of those scenes right there that we can go back and read in the first chapter. And I'm giving you some good old blessing. Give me some good old reading in too now, Mother and Sister A.B. Yeah, you ain't going to get all of it to yourself now. Now, I'm going to read first chapter. I'm going to go back over there. It's something I want to pull out of first chapter. And there's a few things I want to pull out before we talk about a little bit more of that beat down that's something that's on my mind. We've been doing some beating down on them for a very long time. Now, they might be some warriors, but now, come on now. You're going to see how bad Judah gets. Now, we're going to read the book of 1 Samuel, and we're going to pick it up in chapter, matter of fact, we're going, before we read that.
And we hang them first. We should hang them first.
Hallelujah. 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 That's right. Now, before we go to 1 Samuel, I want to back up to that book of Esther. I want to back up to that book of Esther. That's what I'm going to go to first. Before I go there, it was something that was pointed out in the book of Esther that Elder had bought out. And it rings a bell about something he had said about these bonds they had. They always had the bread, right? And we're going to go there and here we're going to find out how they always got that bread. So let's see in the book of Esther, and I'm going to read chapter 3. We're going to see what he told that good old king about the month. And we'll read verse number 9. In verse number 9, it reads, in the book of Esther, chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 9. Let's see what he has to say over there. Okay. The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse number 9 reads, if it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasury. Verse number 10. And the king took his ring from the hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agite, the Yadadu's enemy. We'll deal with that too. Now, let's see what's going on. Let's get our foundation down, right? And let's go back. Now, this, I want you to help me out here, Mother. Now, we're going to go all the way back to the book of Genesis. And we're going to see what was said in the book of Genesis, chapter 27. And we're going to pick it up at verse number. I want to bring this in. I want to make it sound look good. You know, I want to hear how he thought, how he responded back. We're going to pick it up at Genesis chapter 27. We're going to pick it up at verse 34. And we're going to read all the way down to verse 4. Mother Eve.
Genesis chapter 27, pick it up at 34
and 40. Yes, ma'am. See, remember, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we want to make sure that we get our foundation down packed. And how do they get all this Now we're going to see what was said to them. This ain't nothing new. Like they ever said, they always had chest.
Heard the words of his father.
Uh-huh.
He cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry.
So we got Esau crying. This wasn't just no cry of remorse. Crying like this was a bitter cry when he heard these words. That means Esau's a bitter man. Mm-hmm. So definitely he don't get his way.
Yeah.
You see the ring?
And said unto his father.
What he said to his father?
Bless me.
Now he asked for a blessing.
Even me.
Uh-huh. Now I gotta stop real quick. I gotta like a shit thing for the rabbit out there. Now he asked for a blessing, right? Now let's go to Luke chapter 4, verse number 4, Sister AB. And let's see what type of how this thing gonna play out for his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Now he asked for a blessing, Sister AB, and give me not just read that. He asked for a blessing, you know, let's see what happened in the book of Luke. And let's pick it up in chapter 4. Matter of fact, give me Luke chapter 4. And pick it up at verse number 6.
Luke chapter 4, verse 6.
Yeah, make it number 5 and then make it sound good. 5 and 6. And 7.
Luke chapter 4, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into the high mountains, showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time.
That's right.
Verse 6. And the devil said unto him,
what did he say?
All this power will I give you.
Uh-huh.
And the honor, greatness of them.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And to whom soever I will give it.
That's right.
Verse 7. If you therefore will worship me, and all shall be yours.
So the devil did bless the business to her. And Esau said, hey man, I want a blessing to her.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how his blessing gonna play out for him. Now let's go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 28. And we're going to pick it up back up at verse 34, because he just asked for a blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you go ahead and read verse 35 now, Mom.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And the devil said unto
him,
yes, ma'am. And he said, their brother came to Tennessee,
that's right.
And has taken away their blessing.
Right. So he said, okay, he said, your brother got the blessing now.
Mm-hmm.
That's over with.
The brother got the blessing.
And all that bitter crying you doing, he came took your blessing.
The brother got the blessing.
He got the blessing. Uh-huh. And 36.
And he said, is not. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob?
That's right.
But he has offended me these two times.
So he got to do something.
He took away my birthright.
Uh-huh.
And behold, now he has taken away my blessing.
So that means we got the blessing and the birthright on.
Let me add one punch to that.
Hallelujah. Why?
Get our strength
from
the womb.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They go astray as soon as they are reborn.
Mm-hmm.
He's lying.
Mm-hmm.
He can get a problem. He lied to you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
That's right.
Like over you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Womb line. Womb line. And now, let's pick it back up where you left off there, Mother E.
And he said, have thou not reserved a blessing for me?
Lord. Okay.
Then he says 27:36.
Uh-huh, 27, uh-huh.
And he said, have thou not reserved a blessing for me? Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him,
the Yahweh. So now he said, your brother, your Yahweh.
Yeah. And,
uh-huh.
And all his brothers have I given to him.
Mm-hmm.
First.
So that's Yahweh too.
And with corn and wine.
That's what we go, that's what we eat on that feast day, feast of dedication. And good old corn and drink some good old wine, Mother.
That's right.
And when what he said he's gonna do for us.
Have I sustained him?
Uh-huh. Okay, next question. Verse 38.
And Esau said unto his father,
mm-hmm.
Have thou but one blessing? My father, bless me, even me also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
They doing all that lying.
Crying a lot.
And that's how they got to this day. They come to you. Oh, crying and all that, the whole time turned to pale red.
What's that preacher name? Jimmy Swipe.
Oh, Lord, I'm not messing with a whore.
Only thought you got caught. You can do it all the time.
Right.
You just got caught. Yeah. He ain't never changed until you was found.
Yep.
That's when he started crying when he got caught.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What you saying, 39?
Isaac his father answered and said unto him,
uh-huh.
Behold, the dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
So that means they're going to have some money going on here, Mother G. That's how they're able to get out of this silver and pay, try to pay to get our head cut off. But what else he said?
And on the dew of heaven from the wood.
Uh-huh.
Verse 40. And by thy sword shall
thou
live.
Uh-huh.
And shall serve thy brother.
Uh-huh.
That's
how he got all that dough, right there. He got it with the sword.
That's right.
Right there. Yes. He got the blessing of the dew of the earth. And how you go get it? You go get it with that sword.
And another way he got this blessing too now, he didn't all get all that sword. He got another way called Joel there, young man. Let's see what Yahweh told the seer to say that you also got it in Joel chapter 3. That's how you can get it too. Let's see what happens. Joel chapter 3, verse number 5.
The book of Joel chapter 3, verse number 5 reads. Verse 5. Because you have taken my fill.
You know what?
Taken my fill.
Uh-huh.
In my goal.
Yes.
And I carry into your temple my goodly, pleasant thing.
So you not only handle it for yourself, but you also take that what we got too.
Hallelujah.
That was called a thief. That's what I mean by a thief take everything.
Yes.
He already got a little piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna take yours.
Hallelujah.
That's
right. Hallelujah.
That's a thief for you, devil.
Hallelujah.
And they were all the credit, everything.
Give me that verse 41, Mother G.
Okay. Genesis chapter 27, verse 41
reads.
And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau said in his mind,
mm-hmm.
The day of mourning for my father are at hand.
Uh-huh.
But then will I slay my brother Jacob.
So we already know that Esau, his five sons, they don't like us. And now, so we're going to talk about some of these good old speeches of dedication that get ready to come on up.
and we're gonna give you a little a little early example of how this day gonna be going.
But if Yahweh's word is right, then why don't we believe what he got written in 16:17? Why we sit young man, Exodus 16:17? Why we just can't believe what Yahweh got written? Remember, the elder read over there in that book called in 1 Samuel 15. But why we just don't believe what he's telling you in 16:17 of Exodus? This is Yahweh talking. You don't want to call in from the beginning. What did he say?
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse number 17.
Right.
17 reads.
Right.
And the children of Israel did so and gathered.
What's
not
reading?
More.
Exodus.
Well, Exodus 17:16. The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse number 16.
Now this Yahweh talking.
Verse 16 reads,
what?
For he said, because the Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek, he saw his five sons from generation to generation.
Yes. So how do you think all of that now, you get a couple dollars, and everybody look like somebody else.
Mm.
Don't you know they waiting to stick it to you? Yahweh said that you going to have war with them from when?
Generation.
All the way to the return of Yahweh. Because they skin and grin it on you. Oh, I got a good friend named Becky. Okay. You talking about the nation. This thing gonna go all the way to the close, y'all. I mean, when do we get rid of the thing? To the close. Come back, young man.
All right. Sister Fear, let's go back. Now, I want you to give me that Psalm 17. Give me verse 8 and 9 after I get done reading this verse. And then Mother E, give me Malachi chapter 1, verse number 4. We're going to see if we'll get some good old butt kicking going on. We're going to slide over to this book of Jazz and see how some fights been going on, too. But first we're going to read, I'm going to Esther. We're going to read Esther chapter 3. I'm going to read that verse number 10 again. And the book of Esther chapter 3, verse number 10 reads, and the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agite, Yadav's Jewish enemy. So let's see what he had to say about this enemy in the book of Psalms chapter 17, verse 8 and 9. That's right. Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 8 and verse 9. Give me 13, too. Yes, ma'am. We're going to Psalms chapter 17. It'll be verse 8, 9, then drop 13 on up in there. And then Mother, he's going to give me Malachi chapter 1 and give me verse number 4.
Psalms chapter 17, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd. Verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of verse 9. From the wicked that oppress me, from the deadly enemy, whom compass me about. Verse 13. Arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him. Cast him and her down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is my soul.
Now, we just got down finding out that Esau and his five sons the ones that got that sword. And it's Yahweh who we got to pray to keep our hand, keep these wicked, deadly ones, our enemies, that can pass around about us. It's Yahweh to keep them away from us.
Well, what kind of enemy is what kind of enemy is this enemy is, according to that verse?
Mm-hmm.
But what, according to that verse?
Deadly.
Deadly enemy.
Deadly enemy.
Is that what the verse says?
That's what he said.
This is a deadly enemy.
Malachi
chapter 1, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, Edom, Esau said, we are invited, but we will return and be of the desolate place.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the Yahweh of hosts, they shall be up,
mm-hmm.
and I will throw down, and they shall call them the borders of wickedness.
What they call?
The border of wickedness.
Uh-huh.
And the people against whom the Yahweh has indignation forever.
So Yahweh got indignation against them forever. He called them the border of wickedness.
Just not the people. He said, where's mother? Not just Esau. He said, who else? No, according to that verse.
Oh.
He said, not only Esau, who else he say?
He said, the peoples
of Esau.
Mm-hmm.
The peoples of Esau. See, the peoples of Israel, he got an indignation, not only with Esau,
mm-hmm.
but every animal came out of his loins.
Hallelujah. Why?
To this day.
Mm-hmm.
The peoples
mm-hmm.
of Esau. Is that what we read, Mother? Hey, Mother, you know what we read? So how many do that mean, Mother?
All of them.
Hallelujah.
All
of them.
That's right.
Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Because a couple of them, they treat you right, but as a nation, all of them is guilty.
Hallelujah. That's right. Oh, Yahweh all night.
you gotta make a vow to see. It might hurt. You might have a person real close to you.
Uh huh.
And Yahweh tried, cause he liked him from Samuel. I mean, from Saul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when it comes down to Yahweh's business, you gotta make a Yahweh decision. He cried because the one thing about it that he liked him from Saul.
Yeah.
See, but Saul did not do the business. So if you got some that's not going to do the business, you got to make the business decisions on Yahweh. Because you make Yahweh angry with you. And that's why he was crying all night long, because he knew Samuel was coming to an end by disobeying Yahweh's word.
That's right.
So he had to come back to him and say, look here, what you did, I'm through with you. But this guy is going to take care of it. Now back to Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right.
So we're going to be on the clock one day again. It might be somebody real close to you. You got to make a vow of the decision.
Who you want. Verse 32. Then said them, bring you here to me, Agag, king of the Amalekites.
Mm-hmm.
And Agag came and said him, delicately.
You see that?
And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past.
Yeah, that was
right. That's what Esau and his five sons Verse 33, all you done did, huh? 33, instead you said, as your sword has made women tap.
You see that?
They're going to go using that sword again. Uh-huh. And they was promised. That was their blessing. Don't see your mother be challenged to mom women.
Was that happened to your proper day, see that?
Uh-huh.
Look at him. I heard what y'all boss said.
They hold no pussy.
I want the independence off me. I'm going to take care of y'all boss.
He lead my example. Then you healed that guy, the boy Yahweh, he did that.
What did he do?
He healed him in peace.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Give me that floor. Let me show you how to twist cheese a man. Real thing. Let me show you how you gonna do it. Real thing. Make it like that. How you want the cheese? Real thing. Okay, let me show you how you cut a man real thing.
Uh-huh. Hey, just to add on to, you might get all that poop crying and all that, right? But let's add 34 and 35, man. Let's see how Samuel and Tiff was growing Yahweh. And 34, he says, the Samuel went to Ramah, mm-hmm. and Saul went up to his house to give him of Saul. Verse 35, and Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, Samuel said more for Saul. Yahweh repented that he had made Saul king over his
people. You know, I cried for a lot of people myself. This camp, I go to cry for the devil making you Yahweh's king.
Hallelujah.
I cried many days.
Hallelujah.
And prophecy of
self. Hallelujah. Now let's find out what had taken place back there over there in the east. You came up out of that land. Let's see how that played out, buddy. Going to exit chapter. What was that? Mother Eho on there from not mother, mother, I mean Sister A.B. Sister A.B., you got that ready for me, all locked and loaded up.
Yeah.
All right, we ain't coming, we ain't showing nothing. When it comes down to them, we're gonna let them have it all for us. Now, let's see what you had to say in Exit chapter 17, verse 8 down to 16. What do y'all what I mean when he was saying that something takes place over there in Egypt with Amalek? So Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 down to 16, since they be at you on the clock.
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8. Then came Amalek and sought with Israel and
were represent.
Verse 9. And Moses said to
Joshua, read that here. You good.
Moses
So now we got good old Amalek, and there's a fight going on. There's a battle. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur, they went to the top of the hill. Now what happened in verse 11?
Verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel would prevail.
So they see Moses standing up tall.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Leah. Mm-hmm. The man of the hour, he's a Yahweh right now. They see they looking up and seeing their leader standing up tall. All right, and they prevailed, right?
Right.
Now, what happened after that?
And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
Okay, so his hand got a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They thought Moses getting a little weary up there, right. So they started focusing on Moses too much, they didn't stop.
Right.
Now, continue to read.
Verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
you hold that staff up. So they say, by all means, Moses,
mm-hmm.
you got to stand up in the name of Yahweh.
That's right.
And he sat thereon.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron and
Hur. Am I not my brother's keeper according to Genesis 4 now?
Stayed up his hand.
Uh-huh.
And the one on one side.
Uh-huh.
And the other on the other side.
That's right. That's how it goes. Don't let them fall there. Keep them up.
Yes.
Keep them up.
Yes.
That's a long time we have them heads up. Now, they look at this big old strong man. Still got his hands up. He's still old strong to Yahweh. Look at him go. Now, we're talking about an 87-year-old man doing this.
That's right.
Continue to read.
Verse 13. And Hosea
just comforted Amalek. Now, he's just comforting Amalek. That means kicking some butt. He got to take the middle of the
right
there. Look at old COC like say, listen here, I'm going to keep me some Amalek tail too, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his five son. His dad been going on. It's my time now. Uh-huh.
With the edge of the sword.
He hit people with the edge of the sword. He's putting that sword on them now.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to read verse 14.
Verse 14. And
Yahweh
said unto Moses.
Now, what did he say to Moses?
Write this for the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Now write this for a memorial in a book. Feast of Dedication coming up.
Yes.
This is a memorial in a book.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to read.
And rehearsed it
mm-hmm.
in the ears of Hosea.
And rehearsed it in the ears of Micah, and Sil,
mm-hmm.
and Elder,
mm-hmm.
and Brother Titus, Captain Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and all the six in order cast.
That's
rehearsed this thing in them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to put them out to remembrance under heaven, right?
Yeah.
And remembrance of who? Oh, yeah. Now, he's going to put out the remembrance of who from under heaven?
Amalek.
So he's going to put out the remembrance of, and now you heard that mother? Mother say Amalek.
Mm-hmm.
She said, hey, I'm getting that rehearsed in my ear too now. The mother's getting it in too. Since they been, we all get it in.
Mm-hmm.
This day being rehearsed in our ears right now. But what did he say in verse 15?
Verse 15. And Moses built an altar.
Uh-huh. Yahweh Nissi. Yahweh Nissi. Uh-huh. Verse 16.
Verse 16. For he said, because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
So he swore we're gonna have some beef going on with Esau and his five sons from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
This thing gonna never stop until
with a mighty hand
uh-huh.
and with a stretched out arm.
Yes.
And with fear poured out.
Yes.
Keep on reading. 34, and I will bring you out from the people.
So this war will be going on until he do what?
Bring you out from the people.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. He will gather you out of the country wherein you are scattered.
So what? So long you in these countries that you scattered with?
With that mighty hand. With a stretched out arm. And with fury poured out.
That I'm a rule over you. So. He don't have no co-rulers. So Yahweh bring Yahweh, he gonna be the absolute ruler on you. Right now we rule by the other nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh ain't accepting that. He no co-rulers. He gonna rule over us. He gonna bring us from among every nation we at to the wilderness back to the young lion.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Then we gonna get a second Exodus chapter 6. I'm picking up at verse number 9. Second Exodus chapter 6, verse number 9, read. For Esau and his five sons is the end of the world,
mm-hmm.
and Israel is the beginning of it that follows.
Right.
So that's what's going to be coming up next. We up next.
That's right. He's going to get you out of the city, but then he's going to purge you to see if you going to go with absolute rule upon the name,
yeah.
or you still got doubts.
Hallelujah.
You got doubts, you're not coming out of it. He's going to kill you there. He's going to bring you out from among the people. They're going to have you outside of the land you try to get to. They're going to purge out the rebels, all the backbiters, the murmuring, complainers. Then he's going to find out what you're going to do. You're going to do right, or he'll cut you on the head there. Back to your young man.
Hallelujah. Well, now, let's see. Let's pull out this book of Joshua. Let's see what's going on. Now, we'll do some reading here, Mother East. We're going to split the bill on this. And, Mother, let's go to Joshua chapter 64. And let's see how some good old fighting was taking place. And we should have time to get this story on this. Joshua? Oh, don't worry. We got the book first. Hallelujah. What? Now we're gonna read Joshua chapter 64. And give me chapter 64. Read me 25 down to 30. And since they did, you gonna give me 31 down to 35. And I'll pick up the rest.
25 to 30.
Yeah, that's since they did, Mother, you're going to give me 64, chapter 64, verse 25 down to 30. Yes, ma'am, to 30. And since they did, you'll give me 31 down to 35. And I'll pick up the rest of the bill.
We'll
get some good old reading to see how we throw down. Yeah, now we're going to the book of Jazz. Everybody here talking about their old war stories. They got their memorials coming up and all these different things.
Yeah.
But he said we're gonna have war with Esau and his five sons, generation to generation. It's a memorial to us. So we're gonna talk about how we've been getting down on them.
Mm-hmm.
They wanna show all on the TV how we was and mm-hmm. how they got down on us. We don't ever get to tell our story. Nobody want to hear our story, but what's going on in our book. See, they try to hide this information from us. Now, let's see what type of information they try to hide from the children of Israel, the Israelites. What we got going on, Mother Eve? Bring it on home for us.
Yes,
ma'am.
The son of who?
Esau. Okay, so we got three generations here. We got Zepho, a grandson. We have son to Ep,
king of Kittim, that is a precept to show that this was had as a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
We go on to the book of Deuteronomy. Let me show you where that chapter is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you see it, you already know the outcome of it when you catch something totally different in the 17th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 17th chapter, look what it says that we can read. Deuteronomy 17, y'all line. It tells you something, particularly about like verse 14 down to verse, I'm going to pitch in.
Okay.
Listen to see, we have to know this thing. When we see these things going on, we already know the end of it is not going to be in your favor. Why? Well, we can read Deuteronomy 17, 14, and 15. What does it say?
Go to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14, and verse 15.
Listen to God. Listen to God.
Verse 14, read.
What do we read?
When you are come unto the land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, give you,
yes,
and shall possess it,
okay,
and shall dwell therein,
yes,
and shall say, I will set a king over me.
I will set a king over me. Remember, Jephthah was the king of Kittim, right?
Right.
Yes.
Like as all the nations.
That will be like all the other nations, right?
That are about me.
Yes.
About me.
Listen to God.
Verse 15. You shall in any wise.
You shall in any wise
set a king over you,
uh-huh,
whom Yahweh, your Yahweh, should choose.
Oh, you put a king that Yahweh gonna choose. Come on, read.
One from among your brothers.
What? Now, who's the race?
That's right.
Yahweh is the biggest race, if you want to use that word.
That's right.
You don't put nobody over you unless he's your who?
Brother.
Very.
Shall you set a king over you?
Go ahead. Listen.
You may not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother.
You see the man down there? Mm-hmm. So you can see the fact that every time you put somebody over you that's not your brother.
Hallelujah.
That's in Yahweh. End of it ain't never going to come out right. And that's what we do. We vote for the rest of two evils. We never put a brother that's up on a Yahweh in no position. Yahweh tell you don't do it. But we do it anyway.
Hallelujah.
We just comfortable being around other people violating the rules and regulations of Yahweh. See it right there. So when they put Deborah as king, that was the rest of people of a disaster according to the Bible. You don't put nobody over you unless it is your blood brother.
That's right.
Back to the young
life. Hallelujah. Back to you, Mother Eve. Yes, ma'am. We had put back at the book of Jack. 25.
25. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Chapter 6 and
25.
Verse 25,
read.
And therefore, the father Elohim, the father Esau, king of Chittim. And Hadad, the son of
his
dad, king of Edom.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling it. Him and all the children of the east.
Uh-huh.
And children of the
Ishmael. So he's telling the people of the east of Ishmael, like.
Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
The people numbered.
Uh-huh.
Have slain. And camp together in the valley of Petro.
Uh-huh.
Opposite.
Yeah, the Syrian.
The Syrian.
Mm-hmm.
There. In the camp.
pull one of his enchantments, his divination.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to precept something about that. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 21. I'm going to read down to 23. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 21, read.
Exodus.
Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 23. We're going to pick it up at verse 21. We're going to read down to 23. In the book of the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 21, read.
Mm-hmm.
He hath not beheld sin in Israel.
Yeah.
Neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Yahweh, his Yahweh, is with him. And the shout of a king is among them.
So if it's no conversion in Israel, who with you?
Yahweh.
So it's otherwise, if you not sin against Yahweh, he with you.
That's right.
So I don't see no conversions in him. So long as you doing what I gotta say, I'm with you.
That's right.
That's what he's saying. I'm with you.
Hallelujah. Well, verse 22. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt.
Yes.
He had, as it were, the strength of a unicorn.
Yes.
23. Surely there is no enchantment against Israel.
That's right.
Neither is there any divination against Israel.
That's right.
According to this time, it should be said of Israel and of Israel what have Yahweh wrought. Verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion.
Great lion.
And lift up himself as a young lion.
Plenty.
And he shall not lie down until he eat of the prey.
And the prey going to be Esau, the white man and the white woman.
And drink the blood of the slain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So here we got, here they go with the enchantment trying to put up
on the turkey. That's why we rehearsed the right with that cranberry sauce on the turkey. We have cranberry sauce all over.
That's right.
Rehearsing the right exact on the 24th at sunset.
Hallelujah. What?
Good old turkey with cranberry sauce and dressing.
Hallelujah.
You hear that Mother D out there, Graham? Get that big turkey and them dressing raised
out. That's right.
cranberry sauce.
But I'm going to definitely tell them. All right, Mother. All right, let's pick it back up, Mother. We're going to read this straight on through. Let's see what we're going to get on with this zone in there. Mm-hmm.
Verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And he cried. And he tried it again, but it did not succeed.
That's why I said, don't worry. No perverseness in Israel.
And did Balaam despise of it and left it and did not complete it, for this was from the Yahweh in order to cause Zephyr and his people to fall.
Do what?
To fall. Yeah.
All right. we got Egyptians, and we got Esau and his five sons going at it right now. Let's see how this turn of events took place in 32.
And about 180 men of Egypt fell on that day.
Oh, so they get beat up, right? By Esau and his five sons, right? All right, what happened after that?
And all the men of Egypt fell from before the king.
What they do?
They
fled before the king. Ishmael, so you got, like they linked up today, and they still get to it today, but here they go, teaming up right now to go against the Egyptians. Two Shemite nations going against some Hamites right now, right? All right, continue to read. Oh, so we got that. Listen, we got uncle and nephew teaming up together. Abraham, both of them come from Abraham. See what I'm saying? Isaac's brother Ishmael, and that's Isaac's son Esau. Now they get ready. Now they teaming up against some big old Hamites, and crushing them too, right? Now what he said, Israel was well. Israel wasn't even with him, right? And let's see what happened in verse
33. Verse 33. All the Egyptians cried
unto the children of Israel. Now, who they cried to? The children of Israel.
Hasten to us and assist us and save us from the hand of Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Ishmael and the children of
Shem. Kim. So he said, save us from Esau and his five sons. And them Ishmaelites, help us, and he got some mixed up with the Jephthah people fighting too. Now, help us now, you choosing Israel, now they come back to us for help.
Verse 34, and the
150
men of the children of Israel.
How many of them?
Ran from their
station. Mm-hmm. Camp. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now they ran from the camp to the king, but they ran to start doing some crying to Yahweh for the deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to ask no man for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, verse 35.
Verse 35.
How did Yahweh respond?
And Yahweh hearkened unto Israel.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh was with all the men of the king
that is
in their hands.
Uh-huh. Now, before you finish reading that, Sister Abe, I just got to pull this out. It's just real quick. In the book of Exodus chapter, let's see what just happened here. Let's see what just happened here in Exodus chapter 2. I want to read verse number 25. In the book of Exodus chapter 2, verse 25. Let's see what it said in verse 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect to them. So Yahweh looked down, he says, they come to me doing some,
mm-hmm.
crying out to me.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna sit around and say, hey, I'm gonna do this my own way. They come to me to Yahweh. He said, I got respect to them for that.
And that's how I gonna work today.
Right. And what happened after that? Finish what he left off at, since they did.
And
what happened? And how many broke out of camp?